My name is Kim Redigan, and I'm with Meta Peace Team. And a concern that I've had often is, in our training, are we building in contemplative space for introverts? Some of us by nature are more extroverted and others are more introverted, and it isn't always who's talking the most. For example, I may be a person who talks often, but my core being is really an introvert. My understanding of the work of peace is that it really needs to be grounded, and I think it needs to be grounded in some sort of contemplative practice, whether that's meditation, whether that's writing, whether that's taking a walk. And I think a training that is too extroverted might, we may be sacrificing the depth of our work sometimes for the breath. And so I guess some practices that I think may be good in a training would be, for example, you know, centering at the beginning of the day, being mindful of a centering that maybe isn't always word-oriented, but may take us into silence as a starting point. I love the light and livelies. I like doing them myself. That's where we get out of our chairs and we're actually moving. And they're sometimes it's to get the adrenaline going and to team, you know, to build teamwork. But I think sometimes it may be, you know, maybe we should sacrifice occasionally light and livelies with meditation. You know, perhaps after coming back from lunch, we need 5 minutes to just gather in silence. Every religious tradition has this practice of silence. Every wisdom tradition has a practice of reflection. And I think too often, I don't even know if I like the word activist, because I think it negates the, you know, I think we need to be, you know, that contemplatives in action is a good idea.